Back to our own situation, though, for this week and the weather advisories which have been out from Met Eireann. The rain is continuing to tip down here in Tralee this morning. The fields are flooded. I spotted several rivers who are at the level of being at the level of bursting their banks on the way to work this morning, and it's not going to improve over the next number of days. With me on the line is Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. Alan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. You put up a map, I suppose, of the next 7 days. This was on Friday, and it looks like, particularly in the southwest of Kerry, we're going to get a lot of rain on already saturated ground. How concerned should we be?
Yeah, it's going to vary a lot, Gerry, from even location to location. Just to give you an example, so far today, up till 10 a.m, there's been 20 millimetres of rain at Killarney, but only 3 at Dingle. At the climatic stations there. So it is going to vary a lot, but the problem is that 20 millimetres at Killarney is falling now, as you say, on saturated ground. So we've had yellow warnings a few weeks ago about rainfall, which didn't really cause anybody any great concern because the ground was well able to take it. But we're now at saturation point, really, and we're going to see more heavy rain for the next few hours. It's also going to get very windy, so there's a yellow wind warning and rain warning for Kerry until 9 o'clock tonight, and the gusts are going to get up to 95 or 100 kilometres an hour, and even stronger on the coast. So if you have plans for this afternoon in Kerry, take real heed of those weather warnings, because the combination of that wind and rain is going to make it very tricky, especially driving conditions, but also collecting people from school and things like that. So it's going to get pretty rough in the short term. The rainfall will continue through this afternoon. It should ease off then tonight, and we'll actually, tomorrow will be heavy showers. Now again, the problem is they're localized showers, so you'll have downpours locally, but there's a bit of a respite maybe in terms of the overall rainfall amounts for Tuesday and Wednesday. But then we're looking at very heavy rain again Thursday, especially Thursday night and into Friday. And it's the cumulative impact of these, really, is what's going to cause the problems, because those river levels, like I was looking at waterlevel.ie just before I came on, Flesk Bridge in Killarney, I mean, the water levels there.
That's where I passed this morning, and they were literally up at the edges of the bank.
Yeah, showing me that it's not far off the median flood level. So, you know, it's well up there. So, unfortunately, that's the problem. You have these water level tables that are really up now. Like, Valencia Weather Station has shown that the annual rainfall is now back to normal levels in terms of total. But the problem was we had really very little for June, July and August. So, September, October. And already, like, we're only a few days into, we're only 7 days into November, and we've already had half the normal November rainfall. So, you know, that period of rain, September, October, November already, is really, you have to bring in river levels and water levels really up very, very quickly.
Yeah, and someone got in touch with us with 57 millimetres of rain fell in the Listowel area in the first 3 days of last week. And that's just, that's all been saturating the land. It's still there, hasn't drained away.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And the problem is that, you know, the leaves are coming off the trees. So I heard your comment there about drains, and you know, there's a lot of drains blocked. And interesting listening to your piece about climate change. One of the things I keep talking about in climate change is we all need to do our part to reduce our emissions. And, you know, we can only do our part. We have to rely on the rest of the world to do their part. But when it comes to adaption, it's purely up to ourselves, Gerry. We need to adapt. We need to have, like, the council needs dedicated teams now who can respond to weather events, who can get a weather warning, look at the weather models a week in advance and say, right, this week we need to go and tackle ABC. And then when it comes to flood events, that everybody knows who to contact, where the sandbags are, because, like, no matter how much you want to deny climate change, you want to talk about, you know, the impacts, it's happening. These rainfall events, the warmer air means more moisture. These heavy downpours are going to keep happening, and we have to adapt to it. We have to be ready for the floods, because they will come. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. They will come, Gerry.
Yeah, and it's those incidents of rain, people say, look, we've had plenty of rain forever in Ireland, but it's the intensity and the short space of time which the amount of water falls that causes the particular problems that is new. From that point of view,
That's it exactly. Like Gorey and Wexford, there, it came down in the space of 6 hours. There was 40 to 50 millimeters of rain. We're not used to that kind of rain. A lot of our drains aren't able to take that volume of water. So people will say we've always had rain, but like maybe a 6-inch drain has always been able to take the water that's coming. But now it's no longer able to take it during those deluges. So, like, a lot of the flooding that we've actually seen already in Ireland hasn't been from rivers. It's just been from the rainfall not being able to get away quick enough to get to the rivers. So when we head into the wettest part of the year in terms of rainfall levels, and higher. We're going to have a combination now of high river levels and the deluges of rain. And the deluges are going to keep coming. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, certainly is. Alan, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for going through that for us and the programme. That's Alan O'Reilly. You can follow him on Carlow Weather, at Carlow Weather on Twitter. And that warning there for this afternoon with the wind. And again, heavy rain coming through on Thursday. Just be aware of it. And if you are driving, there's a lot of surface water out there. You may come around the corner and find flooding on your road where you've never seen it before. So do be aware that we are at the moment in a period of danger. That's why the weather advisors are out there and why the yellow weather alerts are out there for the amount of rain that we've had and will have.